Hey, that does it. I have been and probably, hopefully, will continue to be Matt Fiveash filling in for Irwin this afternoon. You can't do this time slot without playing something from Irwin's very favorite vocalist, Ella Fitzgerald. Got it in just under the wire there from that great 12 Nights in Hollywood set. Baby, won't you please come home? Dionne Warwick, again, WFMU is the home of the hits. We heard Anyone Who Had a Heart. Real Kids before that with their just triumphant, I think definitive version of Jonathan Richman's Fly Into the Mystery. That's a John Felice of the Real Kids, for those of you who don't know, was in a very early edition of the Modern Lovers. So, before I get in my car and drive down 128 towards Beverly, I'll tell you also that we heard from the Kinks in Glorious Mono with Big Sky. Duke of Iron with a calypso about the early 60s New York Mets. Yeah, just getting on first base was enough to make the Shea Stadium go crazy. And I'm just hearing that tonight's Mets game in Baltimore is postponed. But anyway, wanted to play that one for all our listeners in the borough of Queens and New York and New Jersey and elsewhere. Little mojo going into the All-Star break. St. Thomas, Sonny Rollins' St. Thomas version by the Herbie Mann, Afro Jazz Sextet, and Four Trumpets. Xavier, Javier, Mr. Kugat and his orchestra with Mambo Mania, and at the top of that last set, who else but Slim Gaylord with the Meshuggah Mambo. Look at that, there's more bed music. So yeah, that's going to do it. Thanks for putting up with me. Irwin will be back next week. Your radio is set to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the big round world wide web at WFMU.org. Thank you.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Welcome back, Andy Breckman, man.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for inviting me.
Well,
back.
It's your show. I
was being sarcastic.
Yeah. But we want to thank Jackie.
And when I just said I was being sarcastic just now?
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic then. So the first sarcastic line was not sarcastic.
You're layering the sarcasm on
Shut
top.
Up.
On top of the sarcasm.
You can't keep up with me. Don't even try. You're just embarrassing yourself.
I wanted to thank Jackie who filled in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jackie. How'd that go?
It went great. Great. Between the lines with Jackie.
And was it more entertaining than our show?
Yes.
That's a strategic error that we made.
Yeah, that was the word on the street anyway. People love Jackie.
Well, what street did you walk down?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, yeah. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Wouldn't you love to live at like 418 Boulevard of Broken Dreams and just have to explain that on your first date? You can pick me up at my place, 418 Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
418 and a half.
Yeah, 418 and a half. I'm living above my parents. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it's the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Hey, we should thank, I'm sure a lot of people who have gotten our T-shirt, the premium.
Oh, people love the shirt.
And people probably are dying to know, how did we pull it off? How did every portrait look so accurate, be so accurate? And the answer is...
How did you do it?
Well, these shirts were customized shirts. If you pledged, what was the amount, Ken?
$75.
$75, what a bargain. We had a shirt with my picture on it, your picture on it, and then a drawing of our listener who pledged, and it was amazing. And I know people are dying to know how we did it.
I'm getting tons of emails. Wanting to know how we did such an uncannily realistic portrait.
Well, it was a large staff. I mean, volunteers, and half of them were researchers. And what we did was we were online. We were checking social media. We were getting photographs of our listeners. We never crossed the line. It was not intrusive, but we got the most current, recent photographs we could find.
And
then
that's a little intrusive.
Yeah. But, I mean, by our standards, not very at all. And then we had, we hired artists out of my own pocket. We paid for went to Platt Institute and got four or five great, talented young kids, very young. And they executed these drawings. And every one was spot on.
Yeah, you can see listener Ian. He's modeling his 7 Second Delay shirt on today's playlist.
Yeah.
And you can see just how realistic that portrait of him is.
Yeah, he's in the middle there between me and you.
Incredible.
So this is my way of saying simply, you're welcome. You're welcome, listeners.
And how many of those shirts did you draw yourself?
Well, I didn't have the patience or the talent or, I'm not going to lie to you, Ken, the interest. To come in and help.
Yeah, because I did about five of them.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. And I understand that you're back at work. You've got a new writer's room going over there in Madison, New Jersey.
We are. We're working every day. I'm working every day.
On your new TV show, which is going to be called Einstein.
Einstein, yeah.
On the CBS television network.
Have you ever had a staff member... a fully employed staff member in the building?
No, this is a first.
I know, you normally have a policy against it.
Yeah. So you're going through those post-its? I know you writers love to put post-its on the walls.
Yeah, Ken, we're going through our post-its.
Be careful you don't run out.
I can tell you've logged a lot of hours on TV production.
Yeah. Don't run out.
That's your tip? That's your tip for when you're producing a network show?
Yeah, maybe go to Staples and buy some more post-its so you don't run out. Big post-its, too. You don't want to get the tiny little ones because you can't put much of an idea on the little ones.
How do you explain this, Ken? We're not married. Okay, well, we've never been married. And yet, I want a divorce. How do you explain that? That's the feeling I have right now. I want a divorce.
It's my superpower.
God, we're funny.
No, but seriously, what color post-its do you guys use in the writer's room?
Well, we have yellow post-its for good ideas and then green post-its for terrible ideas.
Oh.
I don't even know why we bother with the green post-its.
So what is the wall covered in yellow Post-its?
I wish, in my dreams.
Oh, my God. The wall's covered in green Post-its?
It's called the green room. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's terrible.
Duh.
Very bad news.
Well, but what we're going to do just to cover our ass is to make sure that they on CBS, before every episode, they say these words, and they announce it very clearly. Viewer discretion advised. That's it. Legally, we're off the hook. We tried to warn them. It wasn't very good.
When do you find out which...
We tried to advise them to be discreet.
When do you find out what slot you get on CBS? Because this is this is the first time you've ever had a show on
a broadcast network.
On a broadcast network. So you're actually going to have a time slot.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Thursdays at 9 p.m. or something.
Yeah. As long as it's not Wednesdays at 6, otherwise I'd miss every episode.
Well, they wouldn't.
Because I'll be here.
Yeah, they wouldn't put a TV show on at 6 p.m.
They wouldn't put a good TV show on at 6 p.m.
No.
They might put this one on. They might carve out a little exception for us. Put us on before prime time.
And you're the star of your new show.
Oh,
is...
we should get a star. Great idea. Great idea.
Well, I believe you already have a star.
Oh, that's right. We do. Yeah. Matthew Gubler.
Matthew Gubler.
Yeah.
Hotter than hell.
He's very handsome.
Yeah. So does he know that this is the high point of his career? Leading into the Einstein TV show? That it's all downhill from there?
I think the high point of these shows is just before you go on the air. You know, the best day
exactly.
The best day of any vacation ever in the history of vacations?
Yeah.
What's the best day?
The day before.
The day before you leave.
Yeah.
Because it's all perfect in your head. You're getting along with everybody. The planes are leaving on schedule.
I mean, I just want to know.
It's just perfect. The weather's perfect. That's the day before.
Has anybody told Matthew Gubler about Lenny Henry? That's what I'm wondering.
You're referring to a movie written by another writer with the same name. Spelled the same way, I think. You're absolutely right, Ken. That would be amusing to point that out. There was another Andy Breckman that wrote a lot of crappy movies.
Oh, is it the other Andy Breckman that wrote IQ?
Yeah.
And Rat Race? Was it you or the other guy?
Yeah, that was maybe half me, half him.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you share writing credit.
Yeah, it's a writing team. Andy Breckman and Andy Breckman.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
No, not at all.
No.
Someday I'm going to come in with an interesting story, and you'll know the difference. You'll learn.
that'll confuse them.
It'll rock
the
your
hell
world.
Out of me. Yeah. Don't do it. Or if you're going to do it, warn me the day before.
Yeah.
Please.
Damn, we're funny. Look, Ken, look at the clock. 12 minutes, gone.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Well, we have great foreplay writers. What can you say?
And we have a good idea for the show today.
We do.
Why are we treading water here?
Well, we have to use the foreplay.
Oh, for the love of God. And now what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm taping up the Spotify password back to the monitor.
Yeah.
All right, so what you want to explain tonight's concept? This was your idea.
Screw you. Where did that come from? Why do you have to announce that? You have no faith in it?
No, I'm trying to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, my God. This was your idea. All right, here we go. Well, the idea is give us a call. What's our number? 201-209-9368.
Very
give us a call.
Good.
I'm reading it off the board. Wow. Give us a call if you've been to a concert in your life, ever been to a concert, where you left disappointed because you didn't hear your favorite song. What song did you not hear? What concert were you at where you... Maybe you were yelling it. Maybe you were requesting it for 2.5 hours, screaming the name of the song, and you didn't hear it. You just waited the whole damn show. You waited through the first encore. You waited through the second encore, and you left disappointed. Give us a call. Tell us the name of the song. Tell us your story, and then we'll make it right. Right, Ken?
Yeah.
You'll hear that song tonight.
Better.
You'll hear that song sung by two professional broadcasters tonight.
Oh, you mean you and me?
Yeah.
And what if we don't know the song?
And then we'll sing Desperado.
I don't know Desperado.
I've got Desperado covered. You don't worry about that.
Okay. All right, good.
It'll either be your song or Andy will sing Desperado. But you're going to hear a great song tonight. We're going to make it right. We're going to fill that void that your favorite performer
left. So can you give an example of a concert you went to where the performer did not sing the song you were hoping to hear?
No.
I can't think of an example either.
You mean every show you've been to, they checked off every box. They sang every hit. Every show you've ever been to.
I just can't think of an example of a time I went.
Yeah, you're a big help. Thanks, Ken. 201-209-9368. Way to move the ball down the field there, teammate.
No, but here.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a call.
Yeah.
Maybe this caller can.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can't do any worse than you.
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I'll tell you why that's funny. No one else is calling.
Is this Black Cat?
No, it's Peter from Saranac Lake, New York.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Oh, Peter, are you still living in New York, upstate New York?
In Saranac Lake, I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, so glad to hear from you again. I was just saying to Ken, I wonder if Peter's going to call.
Oh, well, how kind of you. I appreciate that.
Now, Peter, were you ever at a show where you left kind of frustrated? You didn't hear the song you had come to hear?
Yeah, I guess I was in college, and I saw Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter playing together.
Yeah.
Okay, and what song were you hoping to hear?
I was disappointed because they did not play Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
You know that song, right?
That's their signature song.
I know that was Rick Derringer's song, but it first appeared on a Johnny Winter album. And then, you know, Rick Derringer also played with Edgar Winter, so I'm like, why not?
Wait. But had they played it in concert before? Was it on their set list ever, on their set list?
I do not know.
Oh, so it was just a pipe dream. It was just almost random.
That's what Peter wanted to hear.
But why would you expect that?
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm old and dumb, but what the heck?
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Well, it's going to be my pleasure. Ken and I will sing a verse or two of it. This one's for you, Peter.
Hey, thanks a lot.
This is our make good. I'm sorry that you left disappointed. Here we go, Ken.
Okay, ready? Imagine that a lighter is lit.
Peter, just sit back.
Were you yelling and asking for it? Were you requesting it?
I said, I'm not leaving till these guys play Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo to my friend.
Okay, well, Peter, we're going to bring up the concert arena noises, and we want you to yell it out. Yell out your request a little bit.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving till they play Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks, everyone. Coming out, me and my brother.
Go in.
Oh, hang on a second. We need some reverb here.
Yeah, go into it.
Go into it, Johnny.
Okay. Can't stop moving when it first took hold.
No, wait.
It was a warm spring night.
No, wait.
The old town hall.
Me and my brother.
Yeah, okay. There was a group called the Jokers.
Number you might remember.
This one's for Peter. This one's going out to Peter. Is Peter here?
Little tune called Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Okay, you go. Okay. You go, Johnny. You lead it off. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. Oh, Lordy Mama. Light my fuse. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. Truck on out. Spread the news. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. That's right. Now you heard me. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. I hope you all know what I'm talking about. The way they wiggle and the way they knocks me out. I'm getting high all the time. I hope you are too. Come on a little. It's rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Albany. We love you, Albany. We'll see you right back here next year.
That's how it works. Easy enough.
Peter got his dream. That was a dream come true for
You're
Peter.
You're welcome, Peter.
Yeah.
Are you still there? Oh, he's gone.
Peter's life is complete. I don't think anyone's ever hung up with more emphasis. 201-209. 9368.
I had no idea that rock and roll Hoochie Coo sounded so much like Frankenstein. I never noticed that before. Interesting.
Really? That's interesting to you?
No, it's not interesting.
No, it's not interesting.
I was trying to explain to you before that interesting is just, what's it called? You know, an ephemeral utterance, you know, like you know, a rejoinder. There's some word for those types of things. That's what it is.
You can't keep talking forever.
I can keep talking.
No, you've got to stop and sleep sometime.
I can keep talking until 21 Lounge starts at 7 o'clock. I guarantee you that.
Any way it could start earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, that was how it worked.
That's how it works. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I have a song I couldn't hear. I was going to see R.E.M., and they wouldn't play Shiny Happy People. Because you know how these people are. You know, they always want to play their new stuff.
Yeah.
I want to hear your new stuff. I want to hear the good stuff. I came here for the good stuff, not the new stuff.
Nobody wants to hear the new stuff.
Nobody. It's like you, like with you, Andy. Like, you did all this good stuff in the past, but now you're trying to do some other new stuff. Nobody wants your new stuff.
If I had a band, that would be on the marquee. No new stuff.
No new stuff.
Well, you've come to the right place, my friend, because Andy is REM fan number one.
Yeah, I was like, where's my shiny happy? I'm saying, Michaels, shiny happy people.
His favorite band.
They stopped playing it. Apparently they didn't like it or something.
When did you see R.E.M. and what was the venue?
1989 at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Well, they didn't put out Shiny Happy People until 1991.
Really? That's your excuse, Ken? Of course, it's very easy to have an excuse. They didn't write it till 2 years later?
Well, they didn't release it until 2 years later.
Details. No, I saw them a couple times. That was the one that's most memorable to me. I must have seen them. Where else did I see them? It was. I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
It's a faulty. It sounds like it's a faulty memory problem we have here.
It sounds like you were just lonely and wanted to call a radio station. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Yeah. I mean, why else would I be calling?
Well, Andy, would you like to sing Desperado?
I guess that's what you're going to get.
Okay.
Because you tried to mislead us. That's your punishment.
All right, thank you, caller.
Well, I saw them multiple times. I just got the wrong one.
Okay.
Did you ever hear Shiny Happy People live?
I said, Mike, play Shiny Happy People.
Did you ever hear them do it live ever at any of these shows?
I don't think they ever played it ever because I think apparently they hated it, which I don't know why they made it.
Well, they hated it because it's a terrible song.
Oh, it's a great song.
You know, I have a friend in the music business. I have a friend in the music business, and he told me a secret about REM.
What's the secret?
They're actually not very good.
Oh, I think a lot of people would beg to differ.
No, and this is a friend in the music business. I think he would know.
Oh, he's an expert?
One guy who's good at guitar, Michael Stipe, was pretty annoying. He's like Bono. He's one of those annoying singers who's like real annoying.
You mean he's so earnest?
Whatever's wrong with
him. Yeah.
He's like, he takes himself very seriously. Like,
that's the working definition of earnest.
Very earnest.
Okay, we're
less earnest people.
Man, don't we ever. Don't we ever. Ken, make a note. Less earnest people.
All right, thank you, caller.
Some kind of artistic integrity.
Okay,
ready? All right, you want to do your shout out your request for Shiny Happy People?
Okay, come on. Pretend you're at the concert.
We're at the concert. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was waiting. There's no crowd noises or anything?
This is it. You got crowd noises.
So you got crowd noises.
You can't hear it. Here we go.
Oh, I see. Okay. Michael, come on. Stop playing the new stuff. We came here for the good stuff. Shiny, happy people. Darn it.
Okay. And now my band kicks in. Go ahead, Ken. The musical bed is laid. Go ahead, Ken. The instrumentals kick in.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Go ahead. Here's our music.
REM will be along in just a moment.
But first, here are the Eagles. Desperado. Okay. Meet me in the... Do you know this song?
I don't.
Meet me in the crowd. People, throw your love around. And love me.
Wow. He burped right there. Just
that was
like
my
burp.
That's how... I know.
You'd wow, think, that's amazing.
You'd think they would have cut that. Take it into town. Happy, put it in the ground when your flowers grow.
Come on.
Gold and silver shine. And here's our chorus. Ready, Ken? Join me. Yes. Shiny, happy people holding hands.
Ah, it's like magic.
You do it. Okay, your life is now complete. You can check that one off your bucket list.
Happy people holding hands.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever hold hands? Do you two ever hold hands?
We do.
We do.
A lot.
But I do it just to keep Ken from slapping me. 201-209-9368. We're gonna fill that gap, the song you missed in concert.
And you still can't think of an example of when this ever happened to you? When you went to see the Eagles and they didn't do New Kid in Town?
I never saw the Eagles.
Okay. When you went to see James Taylor and he didn't do Steamroller?
I believe I've seen James Taylor.
Okay, did he do Steamroller?
My memory's the worst.
Yeah.
Steamroller is a very funny song. It's very funny. It's a parody, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get it. It's kind of subtle, but it's a parody.
I don't get
it. It's very funny.
Oh, my God. I've listened to that song so many times trying to get the joke.
Yeah.
Never got it.
Well, thank God we had this discussion.
What am I missing?
A sense of humor.
Oh.
I think genetically they can splice that in now.
Really?
Yeah. 201-209-9368. Let's take another call, Kenny.
But it's like invasive surgery, right?
They can give you a sense of humor. You can get a personality. It's not too late.
Where do they insert it?
They insert it. Don't you worry about that, son.
I want to know where.
You'll be asleep. You won't even know.
But it probably leaves a scar. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I tuned in and I heard the telephone number. But I didn't hear what the prompt was.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks for
calling. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dear God.
There.
I didn't hear what the prompt was.
I won't ask, how's it going?
No. How's it going with you?
It's horrible. Sorry.
Are you wondering
it's
how...
horrible.
Are you maybe...
Maybe in Spain, Ken, that's not a curse word.
It's not a curse word in Spain. Are you wondering...
Wait, we just lost him, buddy. He just called to curse.
Morph, are you there? Morph calls up and curses.
Calls long distance.
And then gets hung, and then gets cut off.
Transatlantic call, curses, and gets hung up.
Oh, let's move on. Phone number is 201-209-9368. And we want to make your incomplete concert
Raven.
Experience right. Who is this?
Yeah. How much are call screeners? Like, what do they charge?
Well, Nick the Bard might do it for free. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jim from Montclair. How you guys doing?
Hi, Jim.
We're doing great now that you called. We were just talking about you. We were hoping you'd call tonight.
Well, I'm glad I fulfilled your dreams.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Always good to hear from you.
Always good to hear from you.
How's life?
And thank you
how's
for doing life the in, Lord's work. Oh, you still filling this emotional gap.
You still living in Montclair?
What's that?
You're still living in Montclair, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Hanging out.
Yeah, we're happy to hear from you.
Well, I told are you ready
him,
for it?
Ken, I told him we were happy to hear from you. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Jim, what were you
tell us? On the DB's reunion tour last year.
Okay.
I saw them twice.
Yeah.
And they didn't do the song I wanted either time, so I was hugely disappointed.
What that was song, the song?
Twist and Shout.
Bad Reputation.
Wait, you saw the DBs and they wouldn't do Bad Reputation?
Can you believe it?
Did you stay through both encores?
I saw them in both Jersey City and Los Angeles.
Well, then I'm sure you heard them do Bad Reputation.
Hmm?
Okay, well, you're in luck. We're gonna correct that oversight right now.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Andy does an amazing version of this. So first, Jim, we need you to... Shout it out from the audience.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Bad Reputation. Bad Reputation.
Hey, I think we had, I think I heard a request. Did you hear that? Somebody wants to hear Bad Reputation. I don't know. I don't know if we even remember that one. Let's give it a try, see how far we can go. Okay, guys?
CFG.
Yeah, CFG. That's probably a safe bet. Well, there's a new girl in school, and she looks cool. Cool enough to cool you down. I like a summer vacation. She sleeps around, so they say. She's got a bad reputation.
She's got a bad reputation. But you know what I say? I say it's their imagination.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we're selling t-shirts and some other great merch in the lobby on the way out.
That was uncanny.
I know what uncanny means. You can't get it past me. 201-209-9368. The song you didn't hear at your dream concert.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Murphy again. Sorry about that. I never usually make that mistake.
Oh, what happened?
That he cursed. What
I don't know what happened. Well, I thought you bounced me.
Well, first you cursed. First you cursed. I didn't bounce you.
But wait, I want to hear about the temperature there in Spain. Is it warmer than normal?
It's the new normal, as they say, right?
Is it 40 degrees?
No, it's 90 degrees. 40.
It's 40 in the day. Well, yeah, 40.
No, we're 40, talking centigrade, Andy.
Oh, 40 centigrade.
He's in Spain.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
45 degrees? Yeah. What is it?
No, it wasn't that hot today. But it doesn't even go down. It usually goes down to like, you know, in Fahrenheit, it goes down to like 60 in the evening, but it's not. It's going down to 90.
And you're in Spain, am I right?
It's awful.
Yeah, he's in Spain.
But I'm leaving for Ireland. Thank God I'm leaving for Ireland tomorrow.
My advice, if you want to take my advice, I don't know if you want to take my advice. Got a little advice for you.
Yeah.
Get your ass to Ireland.
Canada.
Get your ass to Ireland, buddy.
I have some advice for him right
anyway,
in Spain.
Anyway, I'll get on to the story. Somebody might be calling.
Well, Morph, yeah. I have some advice for you for Spain.
I only remember leaving one.
Ken, let Morph. It go. Ken, Morph. Ken, holster your weapon. Go ahead, Morph. Let it go, Ken.
The only show I ever left early was the police at the Garden, Madison Square Garden, in 1981. And I actually got in for $5. And it was filled with teeny boppers, like girls with teddy bears and weird stuff. And I was like, wow, this is really shabby.
But you didn't hear a number of songs if you left early.
Yeah, I heard maybe three or four or five. I don't remember, but all I know is
What song would you have enjoyed hearing when you were there?
Well, I kind of never liked. I wouldn't even know what song. Don't Wear the Red Dress or something. I don't know. I don't even know. I never liked them really. I just got a $5 ticket, so I went on the fly.
So
I think I hate this story.
This doesn't even fit into our concept.
You called long distance.
Yes, I left early.
You left early. So it was your own damn fault that you didn't hear Roxanne.
Yeah, that's the song, right? Yeah, no. I didn't really care. Okay, inversely, I saw like the last four Johnny Thunders concerts where he fell asleep on dope.
Oh.
And I waited and waited thinking he was going to wake up.
Oh. That's so sad.
That's exactly the kind of performer I would be.
I'll let somebody more interesting come on.
Okay, Morph, you need?
Get to Ireland.
Frio Agua.
Okay.
Agua Frio.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
You're left early. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My first rock-ish concert was Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1978.
Well, they certainly.
Yeah, baby.
And what did you not hear?
Marrakesh Express.
Oh, God.
Well, that's probably. They forgot the lyrics. Now, that one I actually know. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you sing it with me?
Yeah.
This is a Graham Nash song, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay?
It was about his...
Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah, he took a trip on the train. Yeah.
Following after he left the Hollies.
Yeah, so you can just imagine, if you listen to the lyrics, you're on a train with Graham Nash.
And what's your name, caller?
Michael.
Okay, Michael, you request it, and then you'll hear it.
Yell it out, Michael.
Sing Marrakesh Express like a man.
I don't know what kind... Oh, hang on a second. I don't know what kind of mood Graham's in tonight. Can we do it, Graham?
I'll give it a try. I'm not sure I remember it. I'd like to send this out to Joni. I'm not going to tell you her last name. It's Mitchell.
Oh, the same Joni Mitchell that took the heart out of your chest and ground it into dust? No, back there, in Laurel Canyon, no, that this, Joni?
This is another Joni Mitchell.
Oh.
I live in Laurel Canyon, California. I got Joni's coming out my ass.
All right, here we go.
Looking at the world through sunset in your eyes. Traveling the toy train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animals carpet wall to wall.
American ladies
5 foot tall in
blue.
Let's go to the chorus.
Won't you know we're riding
on the Marrakesh Express.
Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express.
They're taking me to Marrakesh.
All aboard the train.
That's right, Caddy.
All aboard
that's right, Caddy.
That train.
This is, well, this suddenly became my favorite show of the year. Ken Friedman singing Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah. One of my most detested Crosby,
ducks
Stills,
and pigs
Nash.
And chickens call. True fact, by the way,
yeah.
There were ducks and chickens on the train,
yep.
But he made up the pigs part.
Really?
True story.
Huh.
I believe he also made up the Joni Mitchell part.
Oh, yeah, about there being more than one Joni Mitchell. He just said that to save face.
He just said that to write Our House. He just used her.
Oh, that's another song with great lyrics, Our House.
Yeah, maybe you can learn a little something about how to renovate your house.
Well, it's not about renovating the house. It's about going and buying crap at the local junk shop. And
hey, if you're just tuning in, we're deconstructing the work of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Specifically Graham Nash.
Yeah, specifically Graham Nash. Thanks, Kenny.
You want me to do another Graham Nash
song? I can't. No, just you singing All Aboard the Train.
Though your brother's bound in gag, they have chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago for the change that it will bear? In a land that's known as freedom,
how can such a thing be fair?
Won't you please come to Chicago?
Hey, give us an update on that song. Did they, in fact, change the world?
They did.
Oh, then there you go. Well done.
It took him a couple of years, but
so that was that was a Neil Young penned song, but
no.
Graham Nash sang it?
No, that was a Graham Nash song.
That he wrote it?
Yeah. You're thinking of Ohio. That was
the, oh, you're absolutely right. Okay, you're absolutely right.
Song.
In Ohio, where they gagged to a bound and gagged to a chair?
No, they just shot him.
Okay, there you go. Hey, the song Ohio, did that change the world? I believe it changed the world back to the way it was. I believe Chicago changed the world, and then Ohio, unfortunately, had the effect of resetting everything the way it was.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they went one bridge too far.
They went too far.
They went too far. That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash for you.
Man, your restless leg is loud tonight.
Hey, who's...
Listen to that,
who
everybody.
Survived? Wait, who's still alive with Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
All of them except for Crosby.
I've got $500 on Nash being the last survivor.
Being the next one?
Yeah.
No, he seems pretty healthy.
Yeah, he's the last survivor.
Oh, yeah. I think Neil Young's going to go, and then Stills, and then Nash.
You called it, baby. Well done.
That's my order.
That's your.
Because Neil Young,
that's your guess.
He already had an aneurysm.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're betting on the order that Crosby, Stills, and Nash will leave
Stills,
us. On the other hand, wait, Ken's having a second thought.
Stills did so much coke that the entire...
It might preserve him.
Inside, but the whole inside of his septum and, you know, nasal cavity is all eaten away.
So he might go before...
He could go before Neil Young. But I'm going to guess it's Neil Young, though.
Hey, would you do this? Would you agree to do this? Let's stay on the air right now.
Okay.
Let's not yield the studio to anyone
until
the next Crosby, Stills, and Nash band member dies.
Done.
We're here for the duration.
Sounds good. Listen to that.
But what if somebody dies tonight? Wouldn't you feel guilty and bad?
One of them?
Yeah.
Because
we're making
jokes
about
God,
it.
Oh, my God. No, it'd be like Final Destination. It'd be the best.
I'd feel bad.
No.
I want to take this back.
All right, go ahead. Die. Take it back.
I wrote a sketch at SNL once. It was Stephen Stills coming back home after a tour.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you this?
Yeah.
He'd been gone for like 3 months. He'd been on tour. And his wife greets him. She says, how was the tour? Tour's fine. Hey, did you write any new songs? Well, yeah. Could you play it for me? I'm a little busy right now.
No,
I'm a little tired.
Go ahead, Stephen. I want to hear it.
Well, okay. What's it called? Well, it's called Love the One You're With.
Huh?
Honey, I use my imagination. Honey, I wrote it in the third person. Honey, it's about Graham Nash.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Yeah, we don't want to miss a single caller.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's listener Terry in Connecticut.
Yeah, oh, hey, Terry.
You're in Connecticut now, aren't you?
Yeah, now I am.
Well, we were hoping you'd be calling.
Well, thanks.
Now, Terry, what concert did you leave a little disappointed?
Well, I work at Mohegan Sun Casino in the arena, so I see a lot of shows sort of from the side.
Uh-huh. And wait. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you get us in? Can you comp us? Yes or no? It's yes or no question.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay. I have a follow-up question. Who's playing there coming up this summer?
Lynyrd Skynyrd's coming up.
No.
Right.
Not interested.
You're not interested in seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No. Who else you got?
Let's see. Oh, Frankie Valli's playing in an
Frankie Valli. Yeah. Have you seen the footage recently of Frankie Valli?
We could see him die on stage.
I've seen it live. It's just a horror show.
Oh my god.
I can't wait. You see him fall asleep. He's like me, he falls asleep on stage.
It's crazy.
Oh my god, we gotta go. We gotta go, Ken.
I would go.
I have to say,
I would go.
I would go to see Frankie Valli.
Me too.
Great.
Okay, we're going to see Frankie Valli. When is he playing? This is the kind of call. Why can't we get calls like? Wait, what date?
I think he's in. I think he's playing in a few days. You have to look it up.
A few days from now.
Next week.
Okay, we'll try to make it. Oh, this is great. Okay, now I don't care about the rest of the call.
Well, Terry, what? Tell us your concert story.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Go through the motions.
I have a friend who's working on Rod Stewart's tour, and he tells me that Rod Stewart pretty much, like, every day decides what the audience is going to get, you know, whether they're going to get American Songbook Rod or they're going to get, you know, Every Picture Tells a Story Rod.
Wait, you mean people buying Rod Stewart tickets don't know what the set list will be?
He has such a gigantic irv.
He sets the, you know,
Irv. God. I'm sitting here. My partner just used the word Irv and tried to get away with it.
Yes. You don't know which of...
I want a divorce.
What of his Irv you're going to be able to get.
Yeah.
So last time he was through at Soundcheck,
yeah.
they ran through handbags and glad rags, and I was like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he didn't do it in the show.
He teased you. He dangled it in front of you.
Well, what song in particular did you want to hear?
He wanted to hear Glad Rads and
Handbags and
Glad
Rags.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was an album.
I believe that, and I believe that's the theme of the British Office. I believe.
Yes, it is. It's a closing theme, right?
Wow, yeah, very good, Andy.
Yeah. Here we go. Do you know this song, Ken?
No, not at all.
I think I can get through it. So this one's for you, buddy. What's his name, this caller?
Terry.
Terry's going to get us in to see Frankie Valli. What dates is he playing?
He's just playing one date, and if you really want to, the info, I'll email Ken.
Yeah, email Ken. Wait. And Ken, that's not far from your little beach house.
Oh, no, it's very far.
Wait, is this in Connecticut?
Yeah, he's in Connecticut. I'm near Pennsylvania. They're very far away.
But it's Frankie Valli. We could see a man expire on stage.
He's like 95% dead.
I know. Did you know this? This is a little fun fact. The Four Seasons on stage that are backing him up,
uh-huh.
They all have little mirrors in their hand, and they put it under his nose to see if he's still alive, okay, you know, periodically. You see it between songs. Frankie Valli. Oh, man, I want to go so bad.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen a guy die on stage?
I never have.
Oh, come on, man. That's worth a trip to Connecticut.
Wouldn't you be upset if Frankie Valli really did die on stage?
And we were there?
Well, you're joking about it. What if
I'd be so happy for you. I'd be, well, how old are you? In your 60s? You'd finally have an interesting story.
All right, Terry, are you ready?
Yeah. Ever seen a blind man? Okay, give me the crowd.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Here we go.
All
right, Terry, go ahead and request your song.
Handbags and Glad Rags.
Go ahead, Rod.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? These are terrible. What becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat so you could buy? Wait, did Rod Stewart himself write that song?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't think so. I think he covered it, but it was by somebody else.
Oh, it was by Graham Nash, I believe.
Let's see if we can imagine a worse set of lyrics. That first verse is awful.
Marrakesh Express is worse than this.
They say that you skipped school today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, God. Maggie May is bad. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Terry.
Frankie Valli. We should get front row seats. Maybe we could catch him when he falls.
Oh, man.
Frankie Valli. Ken, Frankie Valli.
Have you seen the YouTube
videos
of him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus. I think he literally did fall asleep on stage.
Well, that's no big deal.
No, not to us, not to you and me.
No,
you've seen me do it here.
Yeah, you fell asleep right here on the show.
Hey, am I going to get to sleep on stage at Monty Hall?
Yeah, we're doing a stand-up comedy night, Friday night, September 12th, I think it is.
Okay.
And did you want to do that as your act?
No.
To fall asleep on
stage?
No,
I need like 20 minutes. No, I need a... It would also be
distracting. So it would have to be a solo show.
Yeah, a solo show. People could... Yeah.
People would come in, pay good money.
Pay good money, watch me sleep.
You would go to sleep.
Yeah. It's called performance art, Ken. For me, it's called my afternoon nap.
40 wax.
Yeah. For me, it's called Tuesday.
Hi, you're on the air. What concert did you go to?
Hey, I saw the Magnetic Fields here in Chicago.
Oh, really? Did they do...
Andy loves the Magnetic Fields.
Did they do Let's Twist Again like we did last summer?
That's Chubby Checker.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe after I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Merritt was pretty drunk and forgot a lot of the lyrics.
I'll bet.
He was doing an ABC thing where he was doing one song with every letter of the alphabet. That meant that he didn't pick all the bangers I necessarily wanted to hear. So
right.
I was a little disappointed.
So what song did you most
want
to hear?
Wait, I'm sorry. You mean they did 26 songs, and each song started with the first song started with A, second song started with B?
Yeah, just like Clay Pigeon and John Allen. They do that all the time.
They do?
Yeah. Listen to that restless leg, people.
Okay, but tell me why someone would do that.
Oh, just to kill time. It usually takes at least half an hour to do an alphabet like that.
Yeah, it was the whole show. I don't know.
You knew as soon as they passed a certain letter. Well, like what song were you waiting to hear?
So one I wanted to hear was "Come Back from."
So you knew by the time
California?
By the time they got to the third song, the letter C, you knew you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, when he did a chicken with his head cut off, I was like, okay, well, he's not doing the C song I wanted. So.
Exactly. They did chicken with a head cut off. What were they thinking?
God. And then you had to sit through another 23 songs.
Yeah, it was a little.
Sounds like hell on earth.
I'm so sorry.
Sounds like you had what they call a WFMU night. That's what they call it. Just disappointing, just waiting for the next song and then being even more disappointed.
Yeah, but think about it this way, caller. At least you didn't have to sit through Crosby and Nash.
That's true. The song I wanted to hear was Come Back from
San
Francisco.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to bring up the concert noises, and you scream out your song.
Okay. Come Back from San Francisco.
Okay, we just got a request.
I thought I heard chicken with a head cut off.
No, I think that was a request.
I'm pretty sure I heard chicken.
Now, that was clearly Come Back from San Francisco.
It was?
Yeah. Go ahead, Stephen. You know what song you have to do. Go ahead, Stephen.
Come back from San Francisco. It can't be all pretty when all of New York City misses you. Should be pretty boys in the disco. Remember, I'm awful in love with you. Come back from San Francisco.
You feel better
now?
That
was everything I wanted. Thank you, Andy.
Okay, that's why I'm here, my friend.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Whew. We're still waiting for the news on which member of Crosby, Stills, Nash has died. Let me see.
I think what people are waiting for, Ken, is for you to sing All Aboard the Train again. That was the high point of my week.
Why?
I don't know. It was so god-awful. Hey, are you going to do stand-up comedy on the comedy night?
I just might, yeah. How about you? Are you?
I just might.
Okay. Good enough.
I have all these damn jokes I don't know what to do with.
Oh, the jokes that got you booed off the stage at the open mic in Madison, New Jersey?
I was not booed. There was no response at all of any kind.
Oh, that's right. Did I say booed?
Yeah.
I meant banned. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
That's the word. That's the word. Even the crickets walked out. Hey, come back. I want the cricket noise. Nope.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
I once went to a Randy Newman concert in Santa Rosa.
I know Randy Newman stuff well.
Yeah, great.
What were you hoping to hear?
Well, you'll thank me later. I want to hear It's a Jungle Out There.
Oh, you know, he did do that in concert occasionally, but I know it's not a standard, not one of his standards.
No, it may not be, but I was yelling for it.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
Okay,
that's
well, let's hear you yell for it right now.
Okay. It's the Jungle Out There!
Randy, I don't know if you heard.
Well, this one I know. Yep, I think I heard Jungle Out There. I'd like to dedicate this to my best friend, my partner in crime, my collaborator on this, Andy Breckman.
Oh, my God, you shouldn't have said his name.
You heard me, Andy Breckman.
Oh, my God, the audience is going wild. Randy.
He's not here. He's not here. I want to make that clear. He didn't care enough to come out tonight, but I do want to dedicate this to him. It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? People think I'm crazy because I worry all the time. If you paid attention, you'd be worried too. You better pay attention. This world you love so much, it just might kill you. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. Hey, I'll tell you an interesting story about this song.
Go ahead.
Before he recorded it, he asked me through the producer. He didn't call me directly.
Yeah.
But he asked me to write down lines from the show that he might be able to incorporate into the song.
Okay. Oh.
So I felt for at least an evening.
From Monk.
Yeah, from Monk. For a brief moment in time, I really did feel like I was collaborating with one of my heroes.
Yeah. Like you were the Van Dyke Parks to Brian Wilson.
Yeah, you know how Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics for the Pet Sounds,
and Brian.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, Ken. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, actually, he wrote the lyrics.
He wrote
Smile
the lyrics. Yeah, he wrote the Smile.
Not Pet Sounds.
Yeah, who wrote Pet Sounds?
Tony Asher.
Yeah, I believe that was Tony Asher. Yeah. Who wrote Heroes and Villains? The lyrics to that.
Van Dyke Parks.
And how does he walk down the street? He walks in disguise after writing that. How did he?
He wears a Mike Love mask.
Yeah. Mike Love. Hey, okay, everyone puts out Mike Love, but would you admit this about Mike Love? Give me this about Mike Love.
I will admit nothing.
Okay, give me this about Mike Love. A great dancer.
Oh,
he had that little shuffle going,
yep.
and then he'd roll his hands over each other.
Oh yeah,
when he was doing, help me, Rhonda, and then the little Mike Love shuffle.
Yeah, he would do this. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah,
thing.
He would do this. He didn't move around much. He did a little shuffle. He just kind of. Changes kind of shifted his weight.
No, they needed a front man, all right, and he fit the bill.
Oh, my God. I love to watch him dance.
Yeah.
Love to like the Mike Love dancing.
Did you like him when he had his long beard and his wizard?
And he wore the robes.
The wizard robes?
Yeah, and he was marrying everybody's daughter.
Oh, was he really?
He was marrying daughters from the band. Yeah.
He was getting married himself to the daughters of his bandmates?
Yeah, wasn't he?
I didn't know that.
Well, Google that. Go.
No.
Google Mike Love.
No, I refuse.
Google. Just do what I tell you. Don't even think about it. Mike Love, marry, band, daughter. Daughter. What's before daughter there?
B okay. equals.
Okay. Mike Love, marry, daughter. Okay, let's see what, okay. Here, Dennis Wilson. I'm sorry. Dennis Wilson married Mike Love's daughter.
Oh, then it's okay because it's Dennis.
because he was doomed.
No, because he was the cute one. He was cute and hot.
He sure was. Yeah, that's how they are. Yeah. In the Beach Boys, that's how they got even with each other. They would marry each other's kids.
Oh man, I never knew that.
Yeah,
but
you and I have had our differences. We never went there.
No.
Right.
But it's okay because it was Dennis.
Oh my God. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, Sean was reportedly conceived during a brief relationship with Mike Love and Sean's mother. Oh, my God. Well, Dennis and Sean had one son. Holy moly.
Oh, so that means that...
Yeah, you go figure that one out. Dennis Wilson married Sean Marie Love, first cousin, alleged daughter of Mike Love. However, Mike Love denied that Sean was his daughter. I love the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Some accounts suggest Dennis only learned that Sean was Mike's daughter after they had fallen in love. He was falling in love with so many women so quickly, he didn't even ask, hey, are you related to the lead singer of my band? He didn't even know.
Well,
that's how quickly that guy moved.
You know, he was banging all the Charles Manson girls, so he got a little confused. God, you're so judgy.
He was cute.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. I can't believe
I can't believe it either. It's amazing. I can't believe it. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. You're still in Connecticut? You still in Stanford?
No.
It's not that Chris.
Just say yes.
It's not that Chris.
Oh, just say yes. Would it kill you to just agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, great. Are you enjoying Stanford?
I'll say yes to anything, as long as you say yes to my request.
Of course.
Okay. We'll do anything. What's your request, Chris?
Well, listen, I was wondering if I could relive a concert highlight where the band actually played the song I was screeching out.
Huh, Andy, what do you say?
Is that valid?
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. Did they play did they play that particular song because they heard you?
Well, here's the thing, and honest to God, I didn't know it was a cover song. It was the first time I saw the band Ween maybe like 25 years ago, and I didn't know that they actually had Hot for Teacher in their repertoire, and I swear to God, I was just randomly hollering it out for no good reason.
So you did.
Over and over. And then they played it, and I thought for such a long time that they played it because of me, and then I started hearing live recordings that preceded this event where they were playing that song. So
it was in their set list. It was in their repertoire.
I had gaslighted myself into thinking, yeah, they just played it on the spot because I asked for it.
You know what I'm just realizing?
I lived on that high for
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Many, many
you know what I'm just realizing right
what,
now?
What are you realizing?
I'm realizing I hate this story. The story I'm hearing. I just hate it. I hate every part of it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a song he didn't...
It turns out against me. You know?
Yeah, it's not a song that he...
It's such a sad ending.
It's not a song that he missed. It's not a song that they played because of him. There's no reason for this call.
Okay, Chris,
and I just yell out the... Like a monkey typing on a typewriter.
Yell out the name of the song.
And he's still talking? There's no end to this?
Oh. Go ahead.
Hot for Teacher! Hot for Teacher!
Okay. Hey, we heard the request of Hot for
Teacher. Come on, yeah!
Here's my response. Here's my response. No! No! We're not singing Hot for Teacher. Go home. Leave early. Get your car out of the parking lot now.
Why are they happy that we're not playing Hot for Teacher?
They have a problem with Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
What a great show we just did. Well done. Hey, say the word oeuvre again.
Irv.
Yeah, Irv.
It's
yeah.
Irv.
Yeah, say that.
Yeah.
Okay, did you get it out of your system? I never want to hear that word again.
Out of Andy Breckman's Irv, his most popular song is Railroad Bill.
You shouldn't have said Railroad Bill. They go crazy.
I know. Railroad Bill.
They probably, when you say Railroad Bill, they probably think Livingston Taylor's in the house.
Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for another great newsletter.
Thank you, Pam, President Pam.
President Pam, for approving tonight's topic, despite my better judgment.
Great show, Ken.
Thank you,
great
Andy.
Great show.
Thank you, Andy Breckman, man.
Great show. Hey, we should bring this applause with us every week.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And unless I'm really mistaken, we're going to be back next week at 6 o'clock. Am I right?
Time will tell.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. They call me Lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Searching for something to say. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge on WFMU. We just heard the Sullivan sisters, Kate and Ruth Davis. They were Kate and Mary Jane Sullivan when they put their first album out on Art Records in the 60s. But then in the 70s, they put out a second record. They changed the name of the band to The Feminine Touch. And they put out a record called Gentleman Jim's Presents The Feminine Touch. And this was a restaurant they played at in Fort Lauderdale, a steak and ribs place at Lighthouse Point, Florida. Kathy plays drums and Ruth rocks that Hammond organ and the piano. And that was their version of 25 or 6 to 4. And they're a duo. It's just the two of them singing and playing, drums and organ. And they're doing a song that's from a band with horns. And a lot of duos and single artists seem to do that. They would like do these Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chicago songs that were meant for a horn band, but they didn't care. We started with Don Hayes with the Mr. Lucky theme. So I wanted to play you a little set of artists from Cape Cod. On trips there, I've been able to find three different artists. Found these all at stores up there, or antique, little antique malls or whatever, where they have a few records here and there. And all artists from the 60s and 70s who used to play pretty consistently in Cape Cod. And the first one is the Ted Rodman Trio. And they played at a place called Loreno's in Brewster. It's still there. Ted's not there, but the restaurant's still there. I don't think they do the same kind of music anymore. And Ted was apparently like a friendly with Rose Kennedy, and they would bring him over to the Kennedy compound to like play Duke Ellington like arrangements for her. But here's Ted and his trio with a couple of songs as they would do at Loreno's. The record's called Night Winds on Old Cape Cod. And here's the Ted Rodman Trio with Old Cape Cod.
Fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there.